We're joined by Nikita Gusakov, REC Senior Vice President and CEO of the Russian Agency for Export Credit and Investment Insurance. Good afternoon, Nikita. In 2021, XER commemorates the 10th anniversary of its founding. It seems to be a pretty long road. During this time, the agency has developed an effective infrastructure to support non-resource, non-energy exports, creating a network of partners in Russia and abroad. So tell us a little bit about these first 10 years of work.
Thank you. Well, the agency was created in 2011, and in fact, it was the first specialized export support institution created along the lines of foreign export agencies in order to help Russian companies expand their supply to international markets. The idea was to protect Russian exporters from additional risks, providing them with insurance both on export credits and contracts. We wanted to give them an opportunity to offer good financial terms along with their products to attract more foreign buyers. In other words, we tried to make them more competitive with foreign companies, which have long been supported by export agencies. Let me remind you that the oldest export agency is over 100 years old now. For example, agencies in Britain. We are a relatively young agency, but still, I think, much has been done within these 10 years. We've provided export support worth more than $90 billion, and over the past 5 years, we've more than tripled the number of exporters we work with. And last year, we supported about 12% of all non-resource, non-energy exports in Russia.
That sounds very impressive. And I suppose you've already determined the priorities for supporting Russian businesses and identified promising markets.
We are not the ones establishing priorities. It's up to the exporters themselves. They choose promising markets for themselves where our services will be in high demand as well. Our task is to help them enter the markets they've chosen as their priorities by offering them the appropriate tools, protecting them from some of the risks inherent in international trade.
They must be more than grateful.
I hope so. Indeed, many have noted that thanks to the support of the REC Group and XER in particular, it's been possible to enter new markets and attract more buyers. It makes our work really important, and actually our slogan, which we came up with a few years ago, remains the same. We open markets and eliminate risks.
Very well. Now, as I understand, during the Made in Russia forum, you wanted to discuss the history of successful deals concluded by Russian exporters. Now, on the air of Radio Sputnik, is the perfect time to do so.
The forum is supposed to be a platform to share success stories and to talk about the deals that companies have made with our support. It's an opportunity to share our experiences with the companies that are beginning to export or have long been exporting, but are trying to enter new markets. After all, international activity is quite complicated. If you've never done it before, you'll find there's a lot of new information to learn. That's why we launched the Export School a few years ago to prepare them. But still, the exchange of experiences is the most useful thing. So, here at the forum, we tried to build our discussions around these cases. It's important to note that we not only invited major exporters to share their cases, but also small and medium-sized enterprises that also successfully compete on the international market. There are many good stories. Thanks to our support, Russian trains carry the passengers of the Tashkent Metro. We deliver our trains to Egypt as well. Municipal equipment that was supplied with our support clears the roads in the cities of Kazakhstan. Bite bars are eaten by people in more than 60 countries. This is our famous export case. There are lots of cases, they're all unique, and they give confidence to other companies that export isn't scary.
This isn't the first time today that we've heard the phrase, "Don't be afraid, it's not scary," from our guests. You obviously inspire optimism and confidence. But what does the process actually look like? For example, an exporter comes to your agency and says, "Help us to enter the market, we seem to have a promising product." What does the job begin with? Let's say you try the product, or maybe you assess the company, study the markets, etc. How does it all work?
Well, for sure, we try our exporters' products. We recently had a big presentation for the company EFKO that produces plant-based meat. Sergei Ivanov spoke about this at the plenary session. Before promoting this product to export markets, we tried it ourselves, and it was very tasty. So if we're talking about agricultural industry products, we certainly try them. But seriously, export activity is made up of many elements like branding, the exploration of target markets, etc. We study tariff barriers and obstacles to market entry. Moreover, we provide assistance in obtaining certification because in many markets, in order to sell a product, it is necessary to obtain an international or local certificate. We analyze buying preferences with the help of our regional representatives in different countries. And then, when a draft contract is ready, we proceed to financial support measures, such as financing, insurance, etc. Therefore, our task is to support exporters during this entire process.
So basically, you connect companies.
Well, that goes a bit too far. After all, export contracts must be concluded by the companies themselves. We don't sell for our customers. It's the prerogative of companies, but we make sure they do it better and more efficiently.
Now, at the forum, you spoke of export efforts, of the prospects for conquering markets in Asia and Africa. You also mentioned financial support for the supply of Russian products to those regions. So how's that process going? Are the exporters satisfied? What are their interests?
Talking about Asia and Africa, we do see very high potential in terms of world trade and in terms of Russian exports. So we chose this region as the topic for a panel discussion. This year, exports to the African continent have increased by more than 40%. This shows that even with all the limitations associated with COVID-19, the region remains important for future exports from Russia. Exporters are attracted to this market. However, they understand the risks involved. That's why they come to us for advice, support, and insurance. Yet these are the key markets for many exporters. It applies to both large companies and small and medium-sized enterprises, including firms that sell their products through e-commerce platforms.
Nikita, the figure you've given, $90 billion, is very significant. And I imagine I'm not the only one who wants to see that figure double or triple over the next 10 years.
Thank you. It appears the next 10 years will be very interesting, as formats are changing and our activity should follow the trends in terms of products, distribution channels, and geography. Therefore, we will try to stay up to date and follow the needs of our customers.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
We were joined by REC Senior Vice President and CEO of the Russian Agency for Export Credit and Investment Insurance, Nikita Gusakov.